are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Caffeine spray looks like it's going to be closer than a reality. We're going to talk about how, College Dropout Challenge has brought out a little contest when it comes to caffeine spray. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a study where it looks like the German population is plummeting because a quarter of men are not having kids. We were talking about the lack of marriage. Now we're having a lack of kids. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how bad teeth and gum disease could be increasing your risk of getting HPV, which can cause cancer in the throat. Not too good. And then we have, I love these studies where you got to get to see what people think. Okay, who's the rudest? Who's the most arrogant by state? Who's the drunkest? Those things are kind of fun. So I like to look at those too. Very interesting to see how our fellow Americans think. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I guess this is a poll. It's kind of a small one where they looked at 1,600 Americans and they looked at their feelings, right, for each state. Now, I guess they rated New York, which I really don't understand because I've been to New York multiple times. I don't think anybody's rude. But they said New York was voted the rudest and most arrogant state in the U.S. Now, they also found that it has the best food. Okay, so maybe it's because of the best food. I don't know. How I look at it is I think in New York, there's a lot of, you know, people to people, standing on the subway, standing in line, standing at street corners. You're really proximal to other people. And so since you can't keep a distance away from people, it's maybe an attitude thing. But again, I've never really seen that attitude. I mean, every time I've walked down the street saying hi to people, they're nice. I mean, it's not Midwestern nice, but it's nice. I've never seen rudeness. Everybody told me if I went to Boston, I had a trip to Boston about a year and a half ago. Everybody said, oh, they're rude over there. No, they weren't. I've never met a nice group of people. What is happening to you when you go on vacation or you go to these cities? And what doesn't make any sense to me. All right, so the poll was carried out by Business Insider Survey Monkey, and it quizzed 1,600 Americans on their feelings for each state. All right, I guess they said the Empire State has the worst sports fans. Not sure where they came up with that one. The voters decided that California was the best looking, Colorado had the best scenery, and Massachusetts had the best accent. They picked Texas as the state they would like to kick out of the country. Are you kidding me, Texas? Louisiana was chosen as the drunkest. All right, I guess there was also a poll which state had the ugliest residents, and they picked Alabama. This is stupid. All right. California was considered the hottest, sexiest state. Buffalo, New York was one of the rudest places in America. And some residents of New York City were found to be far friendlier than people in the Midwest and the South. All right. You know, when you look at that, I think the first thing I think of is this is kind of a bunch of BS. I think a lot of people don't realize it. For example, okay, Colorado, I've only been to Denver, okay, with the airport, and seeing the Rockies, okay, I have always thought that Colorado was the most beautiful state, not because I was there, but because you just think about the mountains and you think about the, you know, Colorado. Maybe Colorado's the prettiest. I don't know. Okay. But, you know, then I went to Alaska. Okay. I've been to Hawaii. I've been to Montana. Okay. You know, Wyoming. And you're like, okay, wait a second. Wait a second. Okay. Who is choosing this? I mean, do people really realize how beautiful our country is? Okay. I live in Las Vegas. Now, yeah, Las Vegas is very deserty, so people wouldn't say the desert of Las Vegas is that pretty, because there are prettier deserts. But the Las Vegas skyline with the strip, it's gorgeous. You know, I think there's beauty in any city. Los Angeles, I go to Los Angeles, I smile because I was born there. You know, I kind of have a sense of home. So it's kind of interesting to see how people take that. Okay, I don't know where you get ugliest people. Alabama. What? Okay, there's a lot of southern people that look pretty good. What the hell are they talking about? Alabama? I mean, where are they coming up with this? Are they looking to see where stars are from? And depending on where stars are from, then they decide on who's good looking. You know, well, Dr. Dahlia, where are you from? I'm from California. I was born in L.A. I grew up in Phoenix, but I was born in L.A. So, yeah, you can call me hot. I'm from California. It doesn't make me hot just because I was from there. Also, you know, think about it. If you get to dress in bathing suits and bikinis, and if you have nice weather all year long, okay, you're going to probably be able to look better. You know, in Phoenix, you're sweating a lot. So you spend so much time of the day sweating that, you know, you kind of try to wear clothes that don't really show the fluid. Like in the 80s, you had a lot of those shirts that were kind of cotton, but they were more kind of crisp. You know what I'm talking about? Those T-shirts that guys, not a T-shirt, but, you know, those shirts that you know, men wear that you could, you know, buy. It's just basically nice shirts, right? And you would sweat, so you're going to get pits. Okay, so you're going to blame Arizona for pits? See what I mean? And I still don't understand why they want to kick Texas out. I love Texas. Texas, what I found so remarkable about Texas is the sense of pride. You know, same thing with New Orleans and Louisiana. I guess Louisiana won most drunk state. If they're saying that because of Louisiana and the Bourbon Street, or New Orleans and the Bourbon Street, you can't judge a whole state on that. But when I was in New Orleans, you saw Saints paraphernalia everywhere. Just like when I was in Dallas, you saw cowboy stuff everywhere. Okay, I think that's pretty damn cool. All right, and you see a big pride in people's country. I like to rate a city on how many American flags I see in it. And one thing about Texans is they sure have their American flags. So of all the states to kick out of the country, it sure the hell wouldn't be Texas in my vote. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Texas health officials have issued a measles alert urging people to be immunized after more than a dozen cases were reported this year. Apparently, the Texas Department of State Health Services in Texas had confirmed 11 cases so far this year. Measles, some of you are too young to know what measles do. Measles can be pretty scary, okay? And they're also very contagious. I've only seen one case of measles, to be honest, and it was somebody who was vaccinated, but I guess the vaccine didn't take, and then he had been exposed to it, so we had a bunch of the little, red dots, because you get the, kind of the petechiae. It's kind of a rash that comes associated with the virus. With all the choices that people now have with vaccines, and, changing the recommended schedule, it's very easy for somebody to miss one of their boosters. Usually with the MMR, you start getting it after a year old. And then, there's certain boosters that you need to get at 4 years old, et cetera. So right now there's only a warning in Texas. Again, none of these people have died, but there are confirmed cases, and we'll keep you posted on that. All right, so this is interesting. Bad teeth, gum disease tied to risk of cancer-causing infection. Gum disease and other dental ailments, they say, boost the risk of becoming infected with oral HPV, which is a sexually transmitted virus that causes 40 to 80% of all throat cancers. Those who said they had poor oral health had a 56% rate of getting the oral HPV infection. Now, remember, HPV has been obviously in the forefront of much of our research because of, you know, cervical cancer and women possibly dying from cervical cancer as a result of the HPV virus. Then they started to link HPV with throat cancer, especially in men. Okay? Again, it's not for us to figure out how the HPV got into the man's mouth, but we figure we know how. Okay? Oral HPV infection is similar to general HPV infection. There's high-risk, low-risk variations. Okay? Low-risk oral HPV could cause tumors that aren't really cancerous or warts in the mouth. You could get warts in the mouth. You can. Okay? All right? But it could also cause cancerous ones. Well, if you have sores in the mouth, or throat, or inflamed gums, it could be a portal allowing the HPV to enter the body. This is why there was so much debate on oral sex and HPV. Okay, you really didn't see many cases, if any, that I know of HIV infection, with the virus that causes AIDS. The HIV infection was somebody having oral sex. But we were taught in the 80s, you could still get it because if you have any opening in the mouth, cut, gum that's bleeding, etc., all right, you could get HIV. And they told us, which made sense, although we giggled the whole time because we were teenagers, that you have no idea if you have micro tears in your tongue. You have no idea if you have micro tears in your gum, etc. You could have brushed your teeth, you bled a little bit, you think you're healed. How the hell do you know you've healed? So they said just avoid oral sex with somebody who has HIV. Okay, and then, you know, we just kind of extrapolated it to just no oral sex until they get tested. And so it just makes sense. It makes total sense that you would have an HPV port of entry. But HPV is a lot more common than HIV, especially in the heterosexual population. And we have men getting throat cancer. We have men... Okay, you know, getting things that women could die of throat cancer too, but we usually see this more in men. This is some pretty scary stuff. So, making sure you have good, mouth, I guess, health, dental health is extremely important. Go to the dentist twice a year unless they say more. Make sure you're having cavity check. Make sure you're brushing your teeth. I always talk about dental flossing and water picking. You may bleed a little bit. When you brush your teeth, make sure you let your dentist know. They'll check the gums, make sure there's nothing cancerous. Maybe it's just some gingivitis, okay? Now, HPV, how common is it? Well, it infects 4 out of 5 sexually active people at some point in their lives. And it's been known to cause cervical cancer, vulvar cancer, vaginal cancer, penile cancer, anal cancer. HPV is not fun. Now, 10% of men are orally infected with HPV compared to 3.6% of women. And again, you wonder, okay, my guess is it lasts a little longer on a woman than on a man. So if oral sex happens, men have an easier time, I guess, taking it in. You know, I think a lot of us are naive to think that one sex does more, one gender does more of one type of sex than another. There's a chance that it could be equal. Who knows? Okay? This isn't a sex show, so I don't know. But the fact that men, you know, maybe HPV takes on a man's throat better than it does a female's throat. You don't know. Okay? Maybe there's something in semen that protects the woman's throat where the man doesn't get that same protection out of what, you see what I mean? So you see where we could go with this and then it's not a family show anymore? Okay, so brush your teeth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. A study had come out saying Germany is dealing with a baby drought, and its population has plummeted. They say Germany discovered that it's lost 1.5 million people on their census, and by 2060, they think the population could dwindle by an extra 19%. Apparently, birth rate over the last 13 years dropped 11% compared to the UK, 4.3%, France, 3.6%, Spain, 12.8%, Ireland, 8.9%, and I don't have America's numbers. All right. America's numbers could also be skewed because of our lack of immigration control and not being able to determine. I mean, if people give birth that we don't have citizenship records, etc. I don't know if they count those people or not. So I don't know if we would have an accurate number anyway in America, because we're not doing a real good job figuring out who's a citizen, who isn't, etc. All right. So the numbers may not be accurate. But it's kind of interesting, because I guess in Germany you get subsidies. And the government spends $265 billion a year on family subsidies. And experts say the government is not doing enough, meaning Germany needs to, I guess, look, you know, maybe overhaul attitudes and customs, etc. According to the New York Times, Germany has for many decades had a, a tight relationship with immigration. Okay, and attitudes towards working mothers don't seem to be as progressive as in other countries. So having a kid may not be as, shall we say, incentivized as it is in other countries, including our own. So, it's interesting. Now, we were talking about this app that has come out where you could hook up with people to have sex, not even have to meet them, not even have to date them, etc. And it's getting more and more easy now to have relationships with people without actually going the traditional way of meeting them, courting them, dating them, asking them to marry you, become engaged, and then get married. So we discussed why we have such a drop in marriage. And we've been noticing a drop in marriage for a very long time. It's becoming okay now to live with somebody you aren't married to. Angelina Jolie did it, Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell did it. Okay? Not being married is actually the trendy thing to do. And do we have a problem if we decide to not, you know, keep traditional values? Now, one of you had written me on break a couple hours ago saying, look, I was totaled by two ex-wives, right? Taking my finances, taking my kids, no reason to get married, no reason at all. Well, it's an argument there. Okay, I mean, if most marriages end up in divorce, it used to be one out of every two, it's higher now. If most marriages end up in divorce, and you can't handle a divorce, you're going to not want to get married to begin with. And now that it seems okay to have children with non-spouses, we're going to probably see that number drop drastically. Most of the women that I have diagnosed with pregnancy are not married at the time of being pregnant. Okay? And half of them aren't even with their current partner. Okay? Now, they're happy they didn't marry him because they couldn't live with their partner. But, is this the wave of the future? And is this something we need to accept and we need to account for? We're going to have fatherless families. And now, the father may be there, maybe not, whether he's married or not. But we're going to have non-unionized couples. We're going to have, it's easy to have sex over the app. I guess Apple has to approve this app where you could just meet somebody on the app. Okay, show them your picture or not show them your picture. Either host them at your house or travel to their house. No questions asked. Easy way to hook up. I mean, is this what people want? Do they not want to put any more work into things? Do they not want to have the stress? Do they not want to spend the money? I mean, this is something that we need to, as society, realize this is going on. Because as we are dealing with healthcare costs, we're going to have to deal with extra STD costs. As we're dealing with unemployed parents and non-two-income homes, we as a country have to pick up the financial slack. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for afternoon. adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting, okay? You know, we talk about a lot of things that I think everybody should have, and in terms of things that will kind of help, I guess, save you money when you're trying to deal with your own health. You know, we always talk to you about getting a blood pressure cuff, etc. Well, what I like what Fox News did is they actually bulleted some things down that I think everybody should, you know, have that actually will help, will help save you money in the long run. And some of these, you guys are going to be like, wait, this is kind of like, you know, common sense stuff. But think about it, okay? I like the way they wrote this, okay? They say there's a couple things you need to spend money on that can actually help you save money from a healthcare standpoint. Like, for example, okay, thermometers. Okay? They say having a thermometer, right, is probably one of the smartest things to have in your house. Something like, you know, an under the tongue. I mean, the ear thermometers aren't really as reliable, according to a study done at Stollery Children's Hospital in Edmonton. They found that parents using the tympanic models of the ear failed to detect a fever 25% of the time. But having a thermometer, like either the forehead, you know, sticky thermometer, or using something under the tongue. I know I don't like the mercury breaking in the kid's mouth, you know, but usually kids won't break the thermometer. Get one. I can't believe how many parents don't have a thermometer. You know, so you call up the doctor at 2 in the morning, they're half asleep, going, what's the kid's temperature? And mom goes, I don't know. Well, I mean, the doctor can't open up the clinic at 2 in the morning, and then you have to go to a hospital just to get the temperature. So something to spend some money on. Thermometers. Reading glasses. Okay, reading glasses are not that expensive. I know some of us want to get the more fancy kinds, but a lot of people can get certain reading glasses that aren't as expensive. The problem is I'm noticing a lot of people, they don't want to get the reading glasses. Okay, and you know me, I have the reading glasses, I just don't want to wear them. And I fight it. Okay, yet then I get headaches. Or I can't read something. I was emceeing an event a couple weeks ago, and we were actually doing a silent auction. And I didn't have my glasses with me, and I didn't realize that the font of what I was reading was that small. It was ridiculous. I couldn't even read it. I mean, I'm up there and I couldn't read. I mean, I had LASIK. I've had glasses most of my life. Then I get the LASIK done, I could see. And now, boom, I'm ready for reading glasses because I'm 42. So it sucks. Of course, I don't want to go back to the glasses, but it's something we got to do. Bathroom scales, definitely worth the money. Okay, there's a lot of back and forth on when do we weigh ourselves all the time? When do we weigh ourselves when it comes to, shall we say, like dieting? You know, do you weigh yourself every day? Do you weigh yourself every week? Do you weigh yourself every month? And there's a lot of debate. Okay, on some diets, they say you got to weigh yourself every single day so you know what's going on and you keep an eye on it. Okay, for me, I was taught back in the 80s, you don't. Weigh yourself once a week. Okay? All right? You know, but the problem is I see why people say weigh yourself every day. If you wait a whole week and then you find out that, boom, your weight's high, you can get depressed and quit your diet. So I get that. So it really depends on you. You know, if you weigh yourself once a week and you'll stick to your diet, good. But if you need to weigh yourself every day, you got to do it. But get that scale. Okay, even if you don't have a weight problem, sometimes what we need to do is figure out if you're, if you're fluid overloaded. You know, some of you will start to swell. We give you some LASIX or some hydrochlorothiazide, you pee it out, and you drop 20 pounds. I'm like, you drop 20 pounds of water. This kind of stuff needs to be watched, and I need you to have a bathroom scale. Okay, humidifiers. This is something I recommend to all of you. We're coming into school season, which means we're going to get coughs and colds, etc. You can never go wrong with the humidifier as long as you clean it out. Now, you got the cool mist humidifier, you got the warm humidifier. For me, I live in a very dry area, so my patients in Las Vegas, they could really benefit. The problem is, you know, if they put that humidifier on the other end of the room, it doesn't do anything. I mean, our air is so damn dry. Our hair dries in 10, 15 minutes. I mean, it is so dry where we live. But right next to the bed, clean it out. It's helpful. And why? Because your boogers and a lot of the mucus that you make, it needs fluid to drain. When it dehydrates because the air is so dry, it stays in there like sticky dough that doesn't have enough fluid to it. So it's extremely important for you to make sure that you moisten the nasal passages, moisten the lung passages. Now, sometimes certain humidity could transfer fungus very well, which we don't want. But like I said, as long as you're cleaning that humidifier out, I think it's great. Okay, dental floss. A lot of you guys don't regularly dental floss. I'm just as guilty. I like to dental floss, but do I do it every single day, twice a day? Oh, hell no. I need to. All right. Let me add water pick. I was talking about water picks. But, you know, dental floss, getting something that may be the smooth, you know, the gliding type as opposed to the wax. The wax floss is cheap, okay? But get something that's comfortable that you're going to want to use. Foxers also brings up heating pads. Heating pads are really nice. The reason why I don't always tell you guys to get heating pads is because I think some of you use the heating pads incorrectly. You'll hurt your back, so you'll immediately put heat on it to relax the muscle. Whenever you hurt yourself, you got to put on ice. You need to put on ice. And so with any sort of swelling or tear of the muscle, we apply ice to decrease the inflammation. So when you start to put heat, you start to dilate the blood vessels, and then that brings in more fluid. So the heating pads, even though they make you feel better, you know, many of you will fall asleep with it, burn your body, etc. Use it instead of ice. So I'm not as big on heating pads as I used to be. Okay. Now, one of my favorite things, though, I love for you guys to get are these pedometers. These pedometers, okay, that measure how much you walk are such an uplifting incentive when you walk to walk more. The problem is every pedometer I've bought has failed, okay? And you need to find a real good one. Some of the good ones could actually be about $25-$30. But what it does is it gets you to, like, walk more. You could say, you know what, I can't go to bed until I do another 100 steps. So then you'll walk back and forth maybe in your kitchen, get to the 100 steps, go to bed. I love pedometers. I love giving my patients homework assignments with their pedometer. It's brilliant. You know, but the only thing is when you get the cheap ones, they just don't last. Okay? And, you know, the pedometer, it also depends on, you know, the ones that kind of attach to the hips, you know, sometimes depend on how you move. I mean, it should measure it pretty accurately, and you could test it. You could walk around with the pedometer and then see if it, you know, so I mean, you know, you could test it to see that it is picking up every single step. If it only picks up every other step, you know, then you just multiply by two. But one of these days we'll talk about guidelines of how many steps we want you to walk. The reason why there's just no, okay, you got to do 15,000 steps a day or 10,000 steps a day is because, again, it depends on what you eat. It depends on your body mass. So we really don't have, I think, any real good source. But I know there's people out there that came up with 10,000 here, 12,000 here, 15,000 here. As far as I'm concerned, whatever makes you walk more than you normally walk should be fine. Toothbrushes. The American Dental Association, of course, recommends, manual versus power toothbrushes. And some of you guys have asked, well, what should I do? The power toothbrushes I like because if you place it on the gum like you should, all right, and because if you spend more on it, you may use it more, you could get some better brushing out of it. But truthfully, you could use a regular cheap toothbrush and do the same trick. The key is you got to spend the right amount of time, okay? And then your dentist is probably going to tell you to get the soft brush with maybe nylon bristles that have maybe some rounded ends on it. Because remember, you want to massage the gums. If you massage the gums, you increase circulation. Increasing circulation helps fight disease. You know how grandma or grandpa used to have bad legs because they had poor circulation, and then they would get an infected toe, whether it was from diabetes or just poor circulation? You need to improve circulation. Why do you think all these beauty tips and skin type of things out there always talk about improving circulation? The more you improve circulation on your skin, the younger you look. You're getting blood flow. You're getting crap cleared out. So as you could see, that's a real nice review of some cheap things you can make sure to have at the house. Great stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very interesting headline. According to Fox News, it says welfare pays more than minimum wage in most states. They say in 35 states, welfare pays more than a minimum wage job, therefore creating less incentive for somebody to take a minimum wage job, but rather stay on welfare. Now, I guess this is a new study from, I guess, Cato Institute. I guess the fines come 17 years after the Clinton administration, with bipartisan support, passed landmark welfare reform legislation that was supposed to move Americans away from entitlements and into the workforce. But welfare benefits are, from what we understand, according to study authors, continuing to outpace the income that most recipients can expect to earn from an entry-level job. And the balance between welfare and work may actually have grown worse in recent years. Among the other findings is that welfare in 13 states pays more than $15 an hour compared to the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. So obviously, if you have people making almost double being on welfare, why would they take an entry job? They say the disparity was even higher in 9 states in which welfare pays more than the average first year's teacher's salary in the 6 most generous states, which pay even more than an entry-level salary computer programmer. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, welfare can barely allow you to live and eat. Well, that's what the problem is with minimum wage. I mean, this is why we have such a problem with inflation, although they aren't talking about inflation like they should. Going to get groceries, no minimum wage can handle that. And even a $15 an hour salary with the price of rent, etc., it's hard to do. Gas prices being up, it is. Not to mention, many of us don't have the spending habits from the 70s. We have the spending habits from the 80s and 90s. And so you can't make good. I mean, for me, that was pretty easy. I knew how to do top ramen, right? I knew how to cut a potato and make a couple meals out of one potato, okay? You know, I was able to figure out how to do it in my poorest times, okay? But a lot of people, they don't know how to do it. They don't. And so, yeah, they may go out to eat on that $15 welfare payment, $15 an hour welfare payment. You can't go out to eat. You cannot go out to eat. Oh, my gosh. A $10 sandwich? Are you kidding me? $10 for a sandwich? Remember when movie tickets in the 80s were almost up to 10 bucks? And I remember I was in history class. This was my senior year, so that was 1989. And my teacher was talking about the third Indiana Jones movie coming out. And he asked one of the classmates next to me, would you pay $10 for that movie ticket to see the third Indiana Jones? She said, hell yeah. He said, you would pay $10 for that movie ticket? She said, yeah. No, it wasn't an affluent school. It was just a regular public school. But we were talking about $10 for a movie ticket, how expensive that would be. Now, to go to the movies, you're looking at $10.50 matinee easy. This is some scary, you know, this is some scary stuff. Okay? So if most workers can barely get a job, and these jobs aren't easy jobs, and they're only making $7.25 an hour, and you can't live on $7.25 an hour, taking the welfare is an easier choice. What are we doing wrong? Do we need to lower what welfare makes? Do we need to raise the minimum wage? What do we need to do? So this is something we're going to probably talk about later in the week as we get more information on that. President Obama wanted to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour. But again, we're having a huge problem with unemployment. I mean, how are you going to get these companies to hire more workers? We already have just too much cost coming around the bend with Obamacare. Okay, I think we're turning into a society that is very needy and dependent, and we can't do that. And I still would like to know why things are so gosh darn expensive. Okay, I lowered my prices, yet you go into a restaurant and the prices keep going up. I lowered my prices. Why isn't everybody else lowering the prices? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's very interesting. Apparently, in Germany, an intern, from what I understand, killed himself, 21 years old. And I guess there's an author who looked into Tom Rostrone, I guess, I don't know if he's the author of just this article, looking into what an internship has to do. Okay? We typically pull 15 hour days or more. Okay, this person had worked hard. Going home early would have looked bad. I guess interns would work, or they do work, 6-7 days a week, 110-hour weeks, nothing out of the ordinary. So they were talking about how this one intern who had been working for an investment bank, pulling all-nighters, killed himself. Okay, and lack of sleep can cause depression. It's understandable. The 15-hour days, to me, don't faze me because I already do that. I mean, I was working 36-hour shifts. You didn't really see medical students kill themselves. I mean, there probably has to be more to that, big time, okay? And being an underpaid intern, averaging, what, 90 cents an hour or whatever we were making, definitely not incentive, okay? But I think we are starting to have, and I'm not saying in this one particular tragic case, I really feel bad for the boy who committed suicide. I'm not sure what his situation is. But I guess they're talking about some of these internships that people have with investment banks worldwide or in America, et cetera, and how grueling things could be. Maybe what we need to do is, as part of our school programs, okay, I'm not saying we have to make kids work in sweatshops by any means, but I think kids have it so damn easy now that they don't really know what hard work is. Now, I'm not saying this in this particular case. I mean, he could have worked really hard and he could have been worked to death and that's why he committed suicide. I don't know. But in general, okay, going back to the welfare thing, you know, taking the welfare over the job because the job is hard. Okay, I mean, what do we do to make things easier? We were talking about that app in the first hour of how, you know, people, they don't even have to work to date somebody or to court somebody. They could just easily, I guess, on this app, find somebody to sleep with. You don't even have to put work into a relationship. You don't have to put work into cooking because you get fast food. You don't have to put work into a letter because you could type text. You don't have to spell anymore. You don't need a thesaurus. Okay, everything's on your phone. You don't have to remember a phone number of a family member. I don't know my brother's or sister's phone numbers. I know one brother because it's an easy one. Okay, and it was before the smartphone. But the other phone numbers, because they keep changing, I don't know what they are. You put it into your phone. We're making things so gosh darn easy in this digital age that we're forgetting to teach people what is hard work. Are kids tending the farm? Are kids doing carpentry with their parents? Are kids building the bedroom for the new baby? Are kids doing chores? You know, I joke with my patients. It's 2013, and I use the same joke all the time. As you can see, I'm not really good with coming up with new material. So I see the patient. It's a kid, but maybe with a sore throat or ear infection, and I giggle around with them, and I tell the kid, okay, here's your medicine, and also no chores for the rest of the week. Okay, well, that used to be funny about 13 years ago. Now the kids are like, chores? What are chores? And the parents are like, they don't do chores. I'm like, really? I mean, kids don't even do chores anymore. Why aren't kids doing chores? I mean, maybe they don't call it chores. Now I think they probably call it prison duty or you know, servitude. I don't know. And whatever happened to chores? And it wasn't even for money. I couldn't eat if I didn't do the chores. You didn't do your chores, you don't eat. You're a part of this family, you work. So I vote for, in school, teaching kids how to budget when the economy's bad, how to live on non-fast food and buy groceries and make a meal under $20 for the family. Why aren't we teaching kids practical stuff? All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. God bless.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.